How can you, as a leader, learn to lead and embrace humanity? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's not forget the human side of human resources. You, as a leader, have a lot of focus, of course, on getting tasks done and keeping projects on track. But what about the emotional needs of your team and the fact that they may be under a great deal of stress, not only at the workplace, but also just for what's going on in their personal lives or the environment that surrounds us? You've heard the expression, we need to be lean and mean. Who decided that mean had to be part of the equation? I totally get the need to be lean, because being lean means you take out wasted effort, and nobody really wants to create waste as part of their process. So, but why would you be mean? And how could you be a supervisor that's not only not mean, but actually seen as someone who cares about people? It's one of the characteristics that people will bring up when they think of the best manager or supervisor that they've ever worked for. The person cared about me as a human being. So how do you do that if that's not your natural tendency? So first thing to realize is that people may be more stressed than what they're showing on the surface. That fools a lot of us because for the most part, we take our stress and we bury it inside or we carry it around with us and we don't let it show because we don't want to burden other people with our stresses. That doesn't mean that the stress doesn't exist. So you as the leader can use these three tools to become more in tune with the humanity of your work group. Check in with people is tip number one. When you check in with people, either could be through scheduled one-on-ones. I know a lot of progressive organizations make sure that there's some time set aside for the supervisor or the manager to meet one-on-one with each team member. Or maybe it's more ad hoc, and the only thing you have to watch out for there is that ad hoc becomes like hardly ever. So touch base with people, and it could just be something you work into your daily routine and you're checking in to make sure is everything all right, how's life treating you, what's going on. And I know it has nothing to do perhaps with the work at hand, but it is important to the people that work with you. The second thing to remember is recognize that there's likely a story under the surface that you know nothing about. And even though it can take time to hear people express their stories, the reality is you want to be a good listener in that regard. Let people tell you a little bit what's going on, if for no other reason to simply unburden themselves. You don't have to feel compelled to solve all of their problems because they're probably working their way through it. If it turns out it is a problem that you can offer some assistance or maybe direct them to some assistance that's available through your company's benefits program, obviously offer that as a resource. The key thing is to listen and let people share what's going on in their lives. When you as a leader know more about your team members, it helps you figure out what motivates them and how to get the best from them. The third and final tip today is listen and empathize. So when you hear people express things, you want to be able to fully hear them. That means paying attention to them, listening to them, nodding and going, mm-hmm, and asking questions. And then to really cement it, you can empathize by saying, man, that sounds like it's pretty difficult, or I can imagine how difficult that must be, or I can imagine that you've got a lot on your mind. Hey, thanks for sharing that with me. I really appreciate it. And then, of course, to extend your humanity, you can follow up later on and ask how things are going, whether they're improving. I know a number of leaders are worried that if they get too embroiled, obviously, in their employees' personal lives, it's just going to cause more soap opera and drama. So we're obviously here talking about just being a human, approachable person who's interested in what other people are going through. That tends to build high levels of trust and bonds the team together so that they want to help you drive up performance and results. Once you've worked on becoming more or working more humanity into your approach, you may decide that you want to improve some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by taking part in one of our public workshops or having us on site to work with your team. Or in this brave new world, we do some of the most engaging training ever available directly right to your desktop. It all starts with a conversation and a visit to our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And you can always connect with us on the various social media channels, including listening to this broadcast as a podcast on iTunes by simply searching out Leader Feeder by Frontline Leadership. No matter what you need to become the most awesome supervisor or manager you can be to your team, I want you to look to us as your coach, your champions, your resource to help you be more awesome.